Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's get to it. Last week, by the way, in our picks, I went 2-2, missed the bonus question, which was, I said Zach Ertz to score a touchdown for the Eagles. He did not. John went 1-3. He also missed the bonus question. So we enter a conference title round with John needing to make up a lot of ground that's mathematically impossible for him to make up at this point. John, let's get to our picks. This week, the Rams and the Saints in a 3-point spread in the Dome in New Orleans.
Boy, I've been going back and forth on this one. You know, it's one of those things, we know how hard it is to play there, but then we also know that the Saints didn't look very good to start the game against us. I love the way the Rams run their offense, and I just don't have faith in Jared Goff. So I got, you know, six here, half a dozen on the other side, on both sides of this thing. And I don't want to see New Orleans win, so I'm just going to pick the Rams. I'm mad at New Orleans to some degree just because of what happened last week. I mean, they beat us. There's sometimes when a team beats you, you're like, well, you know what? I'll be a good loser and I'll say, hey, let's root for them. I'm not going to do that. I'd like to see the Rams win this. They are on the road. They are the underdog. I really like Sean McVay. While I do admire Drew Brees and his career and everything he's put into it,
yep,
I believe that the Rams – here's the thing. Todd Gurley was not happy after the previous game where C.J. Anderson got a lot of totes.
Really?
The way he –
no, I didn't hear that.
The way he got up there and spoke after the game, it was clear – that he was a little bit like, you know what? I had so much more to give. I wasn't allowed to give it because they're being careful with my health. C.J. Anderson got a lot of totes.
Wow.
I'm going to go out there and prove myself the next week. That's the vibe that I got.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be a huge Todd Gurley game, even against that Saints run defense that numerically is good. But we saw when you get after him a little bit, you can't have success running the ball. So – yeah, Rams.
I'm going to go Saints. It's a 3-point spread. I'm going to go Saints minus a 3 and really largely base this on the dome. We saw last week that dome is a hell of a factor. I think these teams are very evenly matched. Brees is certainly better than Goff, there's no question. But yeah, the Rams, you know, on defense have some pieces at, you know, in some areas that are certainly better than pieces the Saints have. I'm just going to go with the dome. I mean, usual point spread for a home team is 3. I don't think that's a usual home field advantage. I think it's an exceptional home field advantage. Saints minus a 3.
Maybe that's saying that the Rams are
better.
Closer than...
It could be. That could be what people are saying in Vegas. But I'm going to go with New Orleans. This line has moved toward the Rams, by the way. Start at 3.5. It's moved to 3, but I'm going to go the Saints minus the 3 to get back to the Super Bowl for the second time in Drew Brees' career. Game number 2, John Ritchie, the Kansas City Chiefs at home. They're a 3-point favorite against New England. Great matchup. Andy and Bill, what do you say?
I am totally just picking with what I want to go, what I would like to see this week. You know, like me trying to dig into the X's and O's.
You throw in the towel.
Bet with your heart,
James,
baby.
He did it.
Yeah,
why? And by the way, he'll be better for it.
He probably will.
He'll be better for it.
I can't be worse. So Kansas City, it's amazing. They're going to have new wrinkles, which will be a lot of fun to watch. And New England is not as good as they've been. You know, the end is near. And I know that we thought maybe we brought it on last year, and we were wrong. But the end is getting closer. They are not a powerhouse, but they do seem to figure out ways to win. I think it's going to be too much to overcome. I used to have to play at Arrowhead every year, and that place is brutal. And we're talking about some inclemency, you know, freezing cold thrown in. It's going to be a really fascinating matchup.
Yep.
The defensive, like, whatever Bill's able to come with to try to match all of the looks and formations and motions that Andy can throw out there. A lot of in-game adjustments are going to be required on both sides. So, Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the game, and I think Kansas City could make this a laugher.
Wow.
Late in this game. I don't think they'll take their foot off the pedal, because why would the Patriots? You know, like,
sure,
I think Kansas, this is Andy's chance. It first chance in a while to get back to this big game. It's going to be pedal to the metal, and Patrick Mahomes is the perfect guy to do that for him. So, yeah, this could be a big score.
So, all right, a couple things. First off, Andy Reid in this round hasn't been in this round much lately. He has not hosted in this round since the Eagles advanced to the
Panthers,
Super Bowl in 2004.
The year after.
He has not hosted. Think about that. For all of his accomplishments, and he's been very accomplished, as we know, the Eagles stopped getting home field advantage after 04, played the championship game in 08 on the road. And with the Chiefs, while he's been some two seeds, you know, he's lost in the divisional round. He's even lost in the wild card round. Of all of his accomplishments, this is the first time in 14 years. That's a long time. 14 years that he is the home team in this game, which just goes to show you how hard it is to be the home team in this game. Look, Andy Reid, when he walked into the locker room last week to address his team, started off his address doing something that's very, very un-Andy Reid-like. He held up two fingers, and he said, two more to go, guys. Two more to go. That's not the way Andy is.
Looking ahead.
That is very, very, very unlike Andy Reid. But he knows this is a great chance for his team and for him as a coach, finally. I think Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs get it done. They have been building for this for a number of years. As John pointed out, New England is definitely not the same team they were. Now, look, New England, 16 days from now, could win the Super Bowl. I'm not going to say it's a shock if they do. I think New England's got a better shot to win on the road than the Rams do this weekend. I really do. But I'm riding with both home teams, and I'm riding with Andy Reid and Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, who's fantastic. KC minus -3 in what will be an incredibly fired up Arrowhead Stadium. Now, let's remember, the Patriots have played in more cold weather games in the last couple of years than the Chiefs have. I mean,
why would you say that? They both play in cold weather
games. Yeah, but the Patriots are they're playing more.
I mean, playing deeper.
I mean, the Chiefs. Yeah, they play deeper. They play deeper.
They cold.
Yeah, they play deeper. So, but I'm going to go with Kansas City.
They're both practicing every day outside.
I know, but I'm saying they go deeper. Is my point. KC minus -3. Those are our picks. Seltzer bonus question.
I actually was choosing between two this week. One involved math, so I almost did that just to annoy you guys, but I won't. I'll go with the other one.
All right.
Kickoff, and I'm sure they'll say it on the broadcast, that will be our first.
Is the opening kickoff returned or knelt down, or neither, where the ball just lands in the end zone and everyone walks off the field? You decide.
At opening kickoff, and whether it is the first option will be they'll say it on the broadcast, which will happen, but if they don't, we will go by weather.com. What will be the temperature in Kansas City, freezing cold on Sunday at kickoff?
Now, we're not talking wind chill.
Nope, just the temperature, Fahrenheit.
In
what's
KC,
it going to be?
In KC, right?
In KC for kickoff at 6:40 or whatever it is on Sunday night.
All right. I knew a little bit about this earlier in the week. I haven't heard any updates. I'm going to go with the temperature being...
Richie has already shown me this. You could say it out loud.
7 degrees.
Get out of here. Really?
What did John say?
7 degrees. Are you serious?
7 degrees.
Get out of here.
Swear to God. Rich, John can say it. I wrote down 7. All right. Well, there you
wow.
go.
Well, that's what they were saying earlier in the week.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I heard it was around 10. John, let's just give ourselves both the win. Because
it could be a win or a loss.
Let's just say it's both the win.
That's fine.
All right. We'll take
I'll
it.
Let you go with that.
All right. Those are our picks. John,
how did you both pick 7?
Well, I knew it was going to be.
Because I heard that.
I heard it's around 10.
It's supposed to be higher if you guys have paid attention
to
the
most recent
forecast.
Well, I know. I said I heard around 10. I went with 7.
16 is what they're saying now.
Ah.
Well,
that is weird that we.
It's what I mean. I'm saying it's weird that you both picked 7.
Well,
I just went with my gut. I thought I heard that.
Lucky 7.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.